AircheckDownloads.com. Gary Burton.
Do you remember that character on The Fast Show who would go out trying to paint a gorgeous landscape and suddenly his mood would change and he would start going black, black, and then beat up his canvas and his easel? The Rolling Stones paint you black for this Thursday afternoon with me, Gary Burton, here at Boom Radio. How are you? What an absolutely gorgeous voice and even more gorgeous song. Sade, Your Love is King from Boom Radio. It was ELO before that and Showdown. Every time I hear that song, I am slightly, as the saying goes, triggered, because I'm a huge ELO fan, always have been since I was a kid. And I collected all of their albums on vinyl, as you did. And I had this one copy of an album, I think it was actually called Showdown. I think it was a Dutch pressing, and it was gorgeous because it was on this sort of lilac, kind of purpley lilac vinyl with that old Harvest record label there in the middle, that green label. And it was wonderful. And I had this friend who was a vinyl collector and also into ELO. And at some point, I think it must have been for a birthday or something, I gave it to him. I gave it away. And I've regretted it every single day since. And now we don't even talk to each other.
Please, please.
Isn't that just one of those songs that was rattling around there in the recess of your minds and we reminded you of it? The beauty of Boom Radio, the Four Seasons, Opus 17, Don't You Worry About Me. And James Brown before that with The Famous Flames and Please, Please, Please.
When I think.
Travis, Why Does It Always Rain on Me from Boom Radio. Before that, Susie Quattro, friend of the station, She's In Love With You. Did you see the story about Susie yesterday taking and passing her driving test at quite a late stage of life? The story was that she'd been driving on her American driving license for a long time. She became a UK citizen a few years ago, and she neglected to update herself, and apparently she needed to be legal on the roads and get that driving license, which she did, so congratulations. I was perplexed to see, though, that she drives a Mercedes. Surely an Audi Quattro would be more... Maybe I'm overthinking it. I know, I'm overthinking it, aren't I?
Good times with your friends.
Checkdownloads.com.